presenting the TD Travel News Bulletin. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 30th of June. Russian authorities announced that the country has formally resumed air traffic with the United States, Italy, Belgium, Bulgaria, Jordan, Ireland, Cyprus, and North Macedonia. Flights between Russia and those countries were suspended in 2020 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As well, Russia has agreed to increase flights to Vienna, Azerbaijan, Yerevan, Qatar, Belgrade, Helsinki and Zurich. Split, Dubrovnik, Pula and Geneva are also open for flights. The quota for flights to Greece has also been expanded. In addition to increasing the frequency of flights from Moscow to Athens, the headquarters opened flights from Moscow and the regions to Thessaloniki, Heraklion, Corfu and Rhodes. After years of financial uncertainty, Dunk Island on Queensland's Cassowary Coast has been bought by global investment firm Upsense Media Capital. The company's general managing partner, Mark Spillane, who made his name working with the likes of Aerosmith and Van Halen, perhaps he should change the name to Punk Island, said a new direction for the purchase would likely be made public within 2 months. Previous owner, Mayfair 101, was unable to meet its payment commitments after a struggle to redevelop Dunk's resort, which was devastated by Cyclone Yasi in 2011. The Lhasa to Nyingchi Railway goes into operation on Friday, marking an end to the history of railway inaccessibility in the southeastern part of southwest China's Tibet Autonomous Region, according to the China National Railway Corporation. Its completion and opening to traffic is of great significance to strengthening contacts and exchanges between Tibet and other provinces and regions, and plays an important role in maintaining ethnic unity, consolidating stability in the border areas, as well as boosting rural revitalization. Starting from Lhasa City, capital of Tibet, to Nyingchi City, the Lhasa-Nyingchi Railway's total length is 435.48 kilometres with a design speed of 160 kilometres per hour. The Fuxing Railway, as China's first single-line electrified railway, will be able to reach Lhasa to Shan'an in 1 hour and 10 minutes and to Nyingchi in 3 hours and 29 minutes, covering for the first time all the 31 provinces, autonomous regions and municipalities in China. Superjet, a new Indonesian budget airline that is reportedly backed by airline magnate Rusty Kirana, will start operation with 3 Airbus A320 aircraft after securing an air operator certificate from the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation. Super Airjet still needs to apply for route permits and standard operating procedures for passenger service to the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, a government agency under the Transportation Minister in charge of civil aviation, before its maiden flight. Indonesia's domestic air travel now has 2 dominant players, Rusty Kirana's Lion Air Group and flagship carrier Garuda Indonesia, which combined account for 89% of Indonesia's domestic air travel, the Transport Ministry's data showed. Lion Air Group's airlines include Lion Air, Batik Air and Wings Air, accounted for 60.6% of total passengers last year. In comparison, Garuda and its budget airline subsidiary CityLink Indonesia accounted for 28.3% of the market share. The remaining 11% market share was served by dozens of smaller regional airlines or chartered flights.
You've been listening to the TD Travel News Bulletin.